You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you for tuning in. You can be a part. Join us on the lines, on the text line, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Same line for texts and for calls. Callers get priority. Just PS working hard on the board. Screening all you fine folks. We'll get to you just momentarily. We're going to continue this conversation, the impact of tariffs on the state of Wisconsin, certainly in the nation as well. I referenced a Forbes article in the last hour. I just kind of want to recap that. During the last go-around against China, Trump subsidized, paid farmers directly $28 billion to help them through, as Forbes reported. I was like, damn, that's a lot of money. And I remember when it happened, I was beside myself because I remember the auto bailout. I was like, what are we doing? But at least the auto bailout was paid back. Mm-hmm. This was just a cut in checks, man. So last time around, let's remember, last time around, this is an article from 2020 from Forbes. As they, you know, point out, obviously, losing the world's most populous country as an export market has been a major blow to the U.S. agriculture industry, the Times reported in 2019. Total American agricultural exports to China were $24 billion in 2014, fell to $9 billion in 2019, last year at the time this article was written. $24 billion down to $9. In 2018, U.S. farmers' soybean exports to China declined by 75%. We're talking big, big money here. Now, a little bit of the meat. Now, just bear with me here because there's going to be a point to this. Of course, we mentioned to shore up the political support from the farmers, he gave them money. He gave them $16 billion, and then he gave them $12 billion a year before that. Well, how did he do that? I was wondering, like, what, did he just cut a check? Mm-hmm. He's a billion. No. Utilizing a type of all-purpose fund to help supporters was easy to do because the loose legal justifications required by the Department of Agriculture to spend funds authorized by the Commodity Credit Corporation, CCC. The Charter Act grants the Secretary of Agriculture broad powers and discretion to use the CCC, according to a report from the Congressional Research Office. These broad authorities that Congress has granted to CCC allow it to carry out almost any operation that is consistent with the objective of supporting U.S. agriculture. Recent congressional action restoring CCC's authority have allowed for the Trump administration to use the CCC to mitigate commodity price declines from retaliatory tariffs on a variety of U.S. agricultural products. Really? Now, using the CCC to pay farmers for losses incurred by the administration's trade policy raised legal issues within the Trump administration.
You don't say.
Nah, they're probably, whatever. Senior government officials, including some in the White House, privately expressed concern that the Trump administration's nearly $30 billion bailout for farmers needed stronger legal backing, reported the Washington Post. Two Agriculture Department officials told the newspaper that they were concerned the bailouts went beyond the original intent of the New Deal era. What? So Trump bastardizes a plan from the New Deal era to pay off pissed off farmers who got jacked because of his pissing contest with China to the tune of $28 billion using the CCC. But wait, there's more. We're going to wrap it up with this, then we'll get to your calls, 855-752-4842. We should also not forget that the additional government and deficit spending represented by the $28 billion spent on farmers, quote, since the two trade aid packages, again, $12 and $16 billion, were undertaken using the CCC's discretionary authority, no congressional budget offset was required, and administrative PAYGO, the pay-as-you-go budget rule, was not raised, according to the Congressional Research Service. The corporation's permanent, indefinite funding authority means that trade aid expenditures are reimbursed annually as a net realized loss, thus increasing total federal spending. In sum, to cover for its own trade policy mistake of raising tariffs, the Trump administration paid farmers more than America spends each year to maintain its nuclear forces and many government agencies. Observers note this has not proven to be a good deal for farmers, manufacturers, or U.S. taxpayers. I didn't hear of the CCC until we're talking about it today. I don't get to dive in that much. I remember when it happened. Now he's got some justification. Mm-hmm. They sent the checks. I think he had to put his name on them too. He's one of those guys. is the CCC the Commodity Credit Corporation? Is Doge looking at that? Because we're talking about what? A permanent indefinite funding authority that Trump used last time for $30 billion that he paid off the farmers during the election. I mean, $28 billion. Don't want to be too high. What else do we spend? Well, let's think about some of the money here. The Department of State, entirely, taxpayer cost, $26 billion. We talked about the ships. We spend $22 billion on ships. Our nuclear forces, $21 billion. NASA is less than $20. Children's health insurance, $17 billion. The Department of Commerce, $8 billion. The EPA, $8 billion. They want to get rid of the EPA? Mm-hmm. $8 billion we spent. They burned $30 billion on a trade war with no pagos, no nothing, just to the bottom line, because Donald Trump said so, and he's got the authority. Doge, are you looking at that? Now, I'm not saying there's not legitimate reason to have that kind of a program. Certainly, man, we got to have food to eat. But damn, talk about walking away. The Forest Service, $0.4 billion. I guess they better start raking those forests a little better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm a little fired up. That was the last time around, folks. You know? What are we going to do this time? What's going to happen this time? How much is it going to cost us? Because all this government efficiency and balance the budget. Yeah, right. You know what? If you're not talking about raising revenues, I'm talking about you billionaires, Elon Musk, and the top 1% of the 1%. Those folks. And certainly we can do things, man, but there's two sides of the financial equation. 855-752-4842. All right, I'm done. You've been here. You're very patient. Let's go to Pam, right? Pam's first?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Pam. You are up. Welcome, Pam. Happy days. What do you got for us?
Hi there. My feelings on the tariffs are specifically the steel and aluminum tariffs in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't common sense tell you that it would be more prudent to work to increase production and manufacturing in the United States before chopping off Canada? But common sense, that's what common sense tells me. Put these things in place first. But we all know that Trump does not have common sense.
He's not following the last deal he struck, Pam. You know what I mean? So how can you trust him on the next deal? And he represents us. This is America, man. Pam. If he doesn't have the credibility to abide by the last deal, what makes you think anyone's going to agree to the next one?
What's going to happen is he's going to cause such permanent damage with our allies and with other countries that no matter who's in office, they may never trust us again, regardless.
Yeah, and that's a great point, Pam. That's that legacy, you know, damage that is done. And not just like on the research in the USAID. I mean, some folks have damn near have needles in the arms overseas, and all of a sudden they're pulled out, right? What happens to the folks that are getting some help? Or, we're planning on this, and it's budgeted for this, whatever it may be, and all of a sudden the guy just willy-nilly, you know, pulls the money. Well, there's a reason for that. And so, and then, you know, USA, the soft power, right? Using our influence and, yes, some of our country's wealth, let's call it, for soft power to influence different areas. Number one, if we don't do it, other people may do it. Number two, there's probably a return on most of that. And number three, the administration has a problem with that, with soft power being implemented by administrations over the course of years, with Republicans and Democrats all supporting that. Not to say things couldn't get cleaned up, but that was a foreign policy endeavor. So that's bad, according to this administration. But don't worry, you get to bribe foreign officials. That's totally fine now. You know what I mean? Bribery, great. Soft power, bad.
Helping people. Bad.
Depends who you help. You know what I mean?
Vulnerable people.
Are they my voters? Then I'll help them. 855-752-4842. Thank you, Pam. Let's keep going down the lines. Ollie from the North Woods, you will be next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi. I just
part of what I was going to say goes along with what Pam said, but also we are losing the respect of the entire world, because Donald Trump doesn't keep his word on anything. He didn't keep his word about the first trade agreement he made with other countries, and it's only been a week and a half, and he made an agreement with Canada and Mexico to wait for a month before doing anything, and he hasn't even been able to keep that word.
Ollie, that's amazing. That's a great point. And it seems like
we'll trust him.
It seems like longer than that, because this is the world we're living out right now. But you're absolutely right. What did he say that last week?
Well, yeah, it's only been a week and a half. And he was going to not do anything. He told both countries if they did what he wanted, and they already had been doing it, he would wait a month. He hasn't kept his word on that.
He hasn't. You're absolutely right. If you look at the dates, the words out of his mouth, you're right. You cannot argue that point, Ollie. Thank you for reminding us. But I think I also should remind everybody here is the reporting after that was pretty critical of Donald Trump on his deal-making. Because, Mexico already had a bunch of troops, and Canada already had a bunch of troops. I mean, there's already a lot of things in the works and going on.
Well, Biden had, made several deals with both countries without having to, throw a wrench into the stock market?
But he didn't get, how many clicks did Biden get on that? I mean, Donald Trump got way more social media. Donald Trump got way more social media. 855-752-4842. L.A. Tom, let's squeeze you in, buddy. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, Dom, I know a lot of farmers, and they wouldn't think of themselves as corporate welfare queens, but if the shoe fits, wear it. And yes, they are welfare queens because they got all the money from we the people. Also, I just wanted to say, many people of our generation loved the show Married with Children. It wasn't the goal of that show for everyone to strive to be what Al Bundy is. The idea was not to take him seriously. He was a character in a TV show, people. It was my favorite show also, but I'll tell you what. You guys in MAGA act like that's who you want to admire. That's who you want to be. It's amazing to me.
Ah, come on, Tom. You don't think they enjoy the fictional characters and think that they're real? Let me tell you about an author and a Ayn Rand in a book named Atlas Shrugged. They think that's real, too. Here's the thing. Billionaires without customers, you're not billionaires. You know what I mean? 855-752-4842. Coming back, more of your conversation on the tariffs and the impact right here in the state of Wisconsin. Come back with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. The last time Trump got into a trade war with China, he tapped the Community Credit Corporation for $28 billion to pay off the farmers who lost lots of business because of Trump's terrible decision-making process. Of course, that tapped right to the bottom line as a loss. Using the New Deal era Community Credit Corporation.
Oh, we got to get Harvey on to talk about that.
855-752-4842. Going to talk to you about it. I think we're starting with Ross calling from Crawford. Hey, Ross, welcome. Happy days. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom, happy days.
Thank you.
That was really interesting about the CCC. I always kind of wondered that too, how they were able to just pay off the farmers. But now, after you pointed that out, that's kind of interesting. I suspect if China has some, if they end up creating kind of an agricultural tariff, they'll just do it again. It's yep. almost like this is a complete repeat of 2016. I see that. I look at Trump as a guy that back in the 80s, and I know some people that might be kind of a long time ago, but there was this guy running for president against Clinton, Ross Perot.
Yeah.
And there was kind of a talking head guy named Pat Buchanan. And these guys were like big time protectionists. And I think Trump is being, I think of him as like a dinosaur. He's just this, comes from a, you know, like a different age. And he just has this weird vision of what he thinks America is. But I think, you know, I think he's trying to take us back and he's trying to protect American industry. I suspect with these steel and aluminum tariffs that he'll have won that cohort of the electric, the steel workers of Pennsylvania, Ohio, and wherever else. I suspect that they're going to be big time Trumpers. But the counter argument that I sometimes think is that you put these tariffs on, it all sounds great, like you're going to protect American steel and all that kind of stuff. But there's all these down chain kind of supply chains and stuff, and the whole economy is going to kind of get screwed up such that these steel workers may not, that there may be kind of a revving up of some American steel mills, but the whole economy, I think most of us are predicting that the American economy is going to go through some pain and suffering because of these tariffs.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Ross. And if we take the president at his word, yeah, there'd be a little bit of suffering going on, Ross. I think you make some really good points. And I would point out, you know, a lot of these manufacturing, if you look at like big auto, for example, after NAFTA, they you know, threw plants up in Canada and Mexico. I mean, Stellantis right now, which owns, you know, the Jeep brand and the Chrysler brand and all that. You know, they're European based, to my understanding. But they have, as far as I know, they're doing lots of their manufacturing. All the new stuff's going on in Mexico right now. Well, you can't just, even if you agree and think that, yes, we should bring all that stuff home, okay, quote unquote, within the borders of the United States, whatever that gets you, right? These corporations, publicly traded and international, huge corporations, with, you know, they don't make decisions willy-nilly to put a plant in Mexico, you know, and then what? And then pull it out next year because Trump said so. There's a longer term planning and effort and investment that goes on to that. And that's kind of the point of that. And I get it. You know, some of those guys, as we heard, what Ross Perot, I believe, was saying at the time, Ross, to your point, the giant sucking sound. Well, yeah, that was NAFTA, right? All those jobs went because it was easier for them to do that. You want to bring that back. I don't know that tariffs is the way to go. You're not only punishing American companies, you're punishing American consumers. And it, you know, some of the reporting that we've seen is that if this goes on, and what 90 some percent of that of the steel already comes in, metals already in sourced from the United States, according to the article. But that's going to allow them to increase their prices because there'll be less competition from overseas. So congratulations, you're going to get increased prices no matter what. I mean, that's not really, if you talk about the free market capitalist types, that ain't it. I'm not saying that we want absolute total free, right? I mean, free markets like that because, of course, you can get slave labor, for example, or, you know, people that are manufacturing things is dumping all the chemicals and not processing the property and the pollution. Those things I think we need to consider when we manufacture our goods and services. But certainly places overseas have less regulation, have less labor costs. And when you're encouraged by the NAFTA and the USMCA to, you know, go international to that degree, and all of a sudden you get some administration and that tries to pull the rug out from under you, yeah, that's going to be problematic. And ultimately, I don't know that, you know, the consumers are going to be the ones paying the price on this. And I think, you know, this administration is basically admitting that. 855-752-4842. Let's get Mark from the SAC in. You're up. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks so much. And it's not just the big things, it's the small things. I heard, you know, it got a hint that Trump is going to shut down activities on the Illinois River to and the Chicago Canal that keeps the silver carp out of Lake Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
So what happens to the fishery in Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, Lake Huron, Lake, you know, throughout the Great Lakes, you know, if those fish get in there, it's a huge impact on the fishery, you know, for recreation and also for commercial fishing. I mean, that's just one small thing. I mean, that you brought up Ayn Rand before. Ayn Rand's hero was a guy named William Hickman who kidnapped a young girl and then chopped her up because he had her, you know, held her hostage for, you know, was going to ransom her off to her father. And she thought, well, the guy said, what's good for me is right. And that's just not, a way to run the world. I mean, that we're supposed to actually, you know, take care of one another.
You know, come on, man. They call it service, Mark. You know what I mean? Yeah, and certainly we have politicians and all types that are not in it for the service to their fellow human being and the advancing of democracy. You know, there's folks out there that are self-serving. I might be one of them, but we all are to some degree, right? But as some also to some degree, what, you're going to give it all away for just a little bit more? I mean, there's diminishing returns on the personal greed, let's call it. Folks, come back with us. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We're going to wrap up this conversation on the tariffs, on the impact, on what we do going forward and what the reality will be based on the history that we know, man. $28 billion of the farmers. Way to go, Trump. How's that for a victory? But here's a problem. Why would he do it again? It's not his money. He has access to it. He can do it if he wants. That New Deal era. I would fully expect that he'll lean on this again. And are there megas? Are you okay with that? So long as they're paying off the farmers and not the hippies and not the woke folks? Is that what we're getting to? 855-752-4842. Also, got some Bernie Sanders. Man, we haven't heard Bernie Sanders rail against those rich folks. We're going to listen to some of that as well. Come back with us. 855-75-CIVIC. Back to the Dom Salvi Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Going to go back to lines momentarily, 855-75-CIVIC. Throw this one out there. The AP reporting appeals court won't halt judge's order requiring Trump administration to unfreeze all federal cash, according to the AP.
That's a lot of layers.
The Boston-based first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals turned back the emergency appeal, though it said it expected the lower court judge to act quickly to clarify his order and would keep considering the issue. So, still a pause.
Still a pause. Okay, can we peel back those layers just a little bit? Trump issued the memo.
Freezing the federal cash, correct?
Yes. Federal judge blocked that.
Paused that
and said, no, these payments need to keep going out. Appeals is saying...
Right,
is
so
pausing.
The DOJ... So I'm sorry, Donald Trump, the administration, they appealed that.
Yeah.
And now the appeals court has come back and said, no, we're not going to overturn the lower judge who already said it must continue. So Trump lost again.
Ah, excellent. There we go.
There's a quick point. Trump lost again.
Very good.
We'll see. I mean, these things will continue on. And, you know, obviously this administration is going to push all the limits that they possibly can. Under the guise of saving you, the American taxpayer dollars, money. No, if you believe, again, coming from this guy, come on.
I'm sure there's a bridge he can sell you.
He's a
best
fraud.
Quality.
If I just might remind people, he is a convicted fraudster. Got it?
Uh-huh.
His buddy, Steve Bannon. Remember Steve Bannon?
I do.
Yeah, Steve Bannon today pled guilty. He's not going to serve any time or anything.
No.
Also of fraud for the build the wall thing he had going on. And like one of the other guys he was with actually got convicted. I think he might have done some time, but, you know, Bannon, he's a buddy of the president. He gets off. Well, at least he settled. He took the charge, took the conviction.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that mean? Well, but what was the whole basis of the build the wall thing? He was fleecing the mega voters.
Right. It wasn't us.
it wasn't the people who didn't want
Trump. It was Trump's own voters.
Do you get that, Mega? If you're looking around and wondering who the mark is, maybe it's you. 855-752-4842. Never a mark. When you call this fine program, play with us. John from Madison, you will be next. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Well, with those the bailout to the farmers,
yeah,
a lot of most of that money went to Big Ag, the Cargill, the
Daniel
Midland. I don't think many of the small and regular farmers got squat. It was just another one of them huge giveaways that Trump did give to all the, you know, multinationals. Zero allegiance to the USA.
But they'll cash the checks, though, John. Yeah, I don't know the breakdown. I know, like certainly we had, like, ginseng producers, I think, in the state of Wisconsin. We talked soybean was down big as well. And you know, some of those are massive farms, certainly, and some are not, though. I haven't seen a specific breakdown of the $28 billion. Maybe we should dig a little deeper into that. But, you know, obviously, big everything. That's why they call it big, and they're going to get the most. That's, you know, just based on the size of the marketplace that they control.
Those are the same guys that are going to be wanting them, you know, the illegal immigrants, as call them, on those fields. They're going to be trying to probably figure out some way to have them in.
Yeah, I mean, John, you know, it could be really easy, just get some, you know, work permits that last for a couple of years for all the industries that they're already in. You know, welcome. Here's your official legal stuff. You know, people want you working here. You want to be here. Everyone's appreciating that. We could do that. It doesn't have to be difficult. They're already here. But if you all of a sudden, if you're, you know, in agriculture, you start losing a big chunk of your labor force, and all of a sudden the equipment that you buy to help, you know, produce the goods, that starts going up in price because of 25% tariffs here and there. And all of a sudden, you know, now there's also, and put on top of that, retaliatory tariffs from other countries, because that's certainly going to happen. Think the European Union, think of what China did last time around. Well, that's going to impact sales of other goods as well. So those folks that are employed in those industries will also have a feel for that. And so it spreads out, and it's a downward spiral. Now, certainly there is a place for tariffs. You know, that is a thing. I don't know that this is the right place for it. I mean, we have trade agreements in place already that Donald Trump negotiated. The USMCA, just ask him, he'll tell you. Now, he's going against that. And as our caller, Ollie, mentioned, he said he was going to pause tariffs on Canada in Mexico a couple of weeks ago, and he's already saying that those are going back. But of course, he kind of got rolled in those negotiations, so he wasn't probably real happy with that. 855-752-4842. Folks, don't forget also the end of this fine show, next segment, tell us something good. You gotta wrap up with something smiley, put a smile on your face, make you feel good, end the day on a positive note. Tell us something good. That's coming up in the next segment. More of your calls right now, 855-752-4842. Phil from Minneapolis, you're up. Welcome, Phil. What do you got for us?
Well, I think we should consider the current resident of the White House in a different frame of reference than we've been considering him so far.
Sure.
We should consider him the king of unintended consequences. Because if you want to go back to the first version of his residency in the White House, and he did those tariffs that killed the market for major agriculture in the United States and China,
mm-hmm.
and he had to come up with all that money. And as the previous caller mentioned, most of that money went to Big Ag. Well, so the middle people got paid off, and maybe some big farm, maybe some people who own thousands of acres got some money. But the smaller people, they suffered, and they lost that market completely. Because once you get hooked into another market that's steady and doesn't have crazy people doing tariffs by whim,
right,
maybe you'll stay with the other suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, there's that unintended consequence. Nobody bothered mentioning much. The other unintended consequences, as people have been starting to nibble around the edges of now with these new so-called great brilliant tariffs you've come up with, when you make big companies have to pay taxes, basically, because they're getting their supplies from source A, another country,
mm-hmm.
and they have to get their source from a different country that's not being tariffed to death. once you make hookups and arrangements and legal commitments to other sources, you're not going to be that eager to go back. And maybe, you know, maybe that higher expense, the more expensive source is not going to be so attractive, even if the tariff gets reduced later or even taken off, because you've already made all.
Yeah, well, there's a cost, Phil, to your point. You know, there's a cost to stability and consistency in the marketplace, and knowing that your trading partner isn't going to jack your prices up 25% because
especially when, you know, especially when this guy has a reputation of basically handing everybody else the bag to hold while he empties it.
Oh, Phil, I think
you know, his record of thousands of lawsuits against small vendors and subcontractors for the buildings he built. And has he actually built a building since the 80s or 90s? He's put his name on a bunch of buildings. He gets paid for putting his name on a building. He's really a brand bandit. He's not really a builder anymore. He puts his name on a building, and you pay him for the privilege of people thinking that that name means something. What that name should mean is, I stole this naming right fair and square so you can pay extra to stay in this place. Well, that's for the birds. I mean, I was born in New York City and lived there until I was 10. And since then, I have pay attention to news, and whenever a little tidbit would come up on national news about real estate in New York and New York City, and his name was mentioned, most of my memory of him is that he was a real estate shyster.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think
everybody who dealt with them got the short end.
Yeah, and I think we're paying the price for that, Phil, to some degree, man.
Yeah,
you know, he wasn't,
and that was brought up.
Yeah,
that was brought up before his first administration. But you know, it was played down all the time. It wasn't brought up like, well, this guy has no reputation of being a stellar citizen in the real estate field. He has a reputation of basically skirting the edges.
So you know, and that's a good point. You know, the expertise is basically off of his television show, right? The Apprentice. That's what people, and I never watched it, so I didn't buy it. Whatever, that's fine.
Being a meat puppet in front of the camera, just like Ron Reagan. Just like, you know,
so then what's the attraction though, Phil? I mean, here's the thing. What do you think it is? Is it about the American psyche that would say, yeah, look at a guy like Donald Trump with his obvious track record and say, yes, that's the guy that we need right now. And if you look at the exit polling, you know, it was immigration and the economy and the price of eggs and all that thing. So
craziness.
Why do you think he was so attractive to so many people?
Because people believe lies. And if you lie often enough and you say the lie that is a sparkling lie to enough people enough times, and if you have I call it the lamestream media, that basically covers him like he's worth covering. I mean, when Bernie Sanders, who had a 20 years of running politically for offices, and he had the reputation of being for things that help regular people's lives be better off by government help. 20 years of that reputation, they would rather cover an empty podium Trump was supposed to be at than covering the 5 minutes of Bernie Sanders delivering 5 minutes of very carefully crafted, issue-oriented statements at a meeting somewhere.
Phil, that's a great point. And to that point, allow me, because we got our fix in, right? We've been talking a lot of tariffs here. Yeah. We do have, and this one goes out, a long-distance dedication to Phil in Minneapolis. This was Bernie. Was this today, Bernie, on the Senate floor today?
I believe this was today.
All right, let's hear a little bit about Senator Sanders speaking the truth to power.
In their pursuit of more power, more control, and more wealth, they are determined to not allow democracy and the rule of law to get in their way. For Mr. Musk and his fellow oligarchs, the needs, the concerns, the pain, the ideas, the dreams of ordinary people are simply an impediment to what they, the oligarchs, are entitled to. And that is really what they believe. They are entitled to all of the wealth and the power they have, and they are determined to stop anyone who gets in their way.
Senator Sanders, speaking the truth. Let's hear the second one, please.
We can hear it in the next segment.
Oh, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. How much time we got this segment yet?
We got a minute and a half.
Oh, see, it's a 50. So what do you want to talk about, Jess?
I mean, we can just sit here with our thoughts in silence.
Phil, thank you, man. We're going to play the second clip about using their media operations. You know, and the billionaires and their efforts to get what they want and damn the rest of us, damn the rule of law, quote unquote, damn democracy. I mean, it's one of those things, because I think we've touched on this before. If you're a Republican and you're a billionaire, you're a Democrat and you're a billionaire, you're a billionaire, you know, and certainly you can have things that people will fund. I'm going to fund this, I'm going to fund that. That can be better or worse for individual people, I guess. But at the end of the day, man, you're your own thing. You're not like, they're not like us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They not like us. And we need to be very careful about what we consume and what we continue to talk about. So I like to keep it real. I like to keep it here, mm-hmm. focused on how it affects you, how it affects me. And I like to keep Bernie in front because Phil brings up a good point. The big media corporations, the traditional media, were showing empty podiums. They could wait for the big star, Trump, to come out. Come back with us one last segment. Tell us something good. 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And you know the rules in this segment, last segment of the day, you got to tell us something good.
Yes, you do.
We'll all talk about the topics you have as well, but you got to lighten it up and make us smile. Share something that makes you smile. I'm going to share something that makes me smile anytime I get to hear Bernie Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
Talking some trash against the oligarchs.
Oh, yeah.
That makes me smile. Let's play the final cut from Bernie from today.
You got it.
They will use the enormous media operations they own to deflect attention away from the impact of their policies while they entertain us to death. Mr. Musk owns Twitter. Mr. Zuckerberg owns Meta, which includes Facebook and Instagram. And Mr. Bezos owns the Washington Post and Twitch. Further, they and their fellow oligarchs will continue within our corrupt campaign finance system to spend huge amounts of money to buy politicians in both major political parties. Bottom line, the oligarchs, with their unlimited amounts of money, are waging a war on the working class of our country.
But are you not entertained?
Mm.
And he forgot Bezos also Amazon, right? And
correct,
Amazon has
correct.
A huge, you know, Amazon Prime movies. They got
a huge media control.
Yeah. Great points, Bernie Sanders. And I think there's a lot of that, man. Entertained us to death. Mm-hmm. We don't need to worry about all
bread
those
and
other
circus.
Things. Yeah, that's all we need. Keep it up, said the Romans. 855-752-4842. Worked out well for them. Lead pipes and incest. I got to tell you, stay away. Wisco Paul, you're next. Tell us something good and then tell us what you got to tell us.
Okay, first of all, Trump is implementing something he didn't know anything about, Project 2025. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the Bernie thing. Man, it makes me feel the burn all over again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Way back when I was talking to you, he was just the man that should have been president, and we all know it. Happen there, but I'm going to tell you something good. You guys make my day every day, and it helps me get through this Trump thing, and I'm just happy that they haven't taken you off the air. And I think I said that before. So You guys are totally awesome, and thanks a lot. And that's good, because we need people like you around speaking. Actually, you guys only speak what the truth is. You don't try to make things up. It's the truth. So thanks, you guys.
Thank you, Paulie. Appreciate it. Very kind words from a longtime listener and friend. We've hung out a little bit, me and Paulie. Thank you, man. Appreciate the very nice words. Also on the text line, Andrew, he chiming in from Maine. Today's good thing, I woke up.
Excellent.
I listened to good radio for an hour or so, including the Dom and Jess show. Yeah. All right, Jess got a promo.
Yeah.
And I have enough to eat today. Bring on tomorrow. Ain't that
hell
the
yeah,
truth?
Andrew.
You know, I mean, it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. Neil from Glendale. Damn, Bernie gets it. Bozos also owns Whole Foods. I think you spelled it wrong purposefully.
Yeah, he did that on purpose. I happen to know that texter.
Thank you, Neil, for your input as well on the Dom and Jess show. Tell us something good, Jess. You got anything you want to share? Something good to wrap the day up?
I do. I've been doing a little bit of escaping into music lately to just kind of work through some thoughts. And I've been listening to a group. I put them on the bumpers every once in a while. Conquer Divide. It's four women from the UK, US, and Canada, and they rock. They just, there's something very cathartic about turning screamo up to slightly uncomfortable levels in the car for my commute, and it's just been very therapeutic. That's been my good thing. What about you, Dom?
Oh, I love the music. Related, to, perhaps a little bit.
You stealing my thing?
No, not at all.
All right.
But there is music involved, okay. And let me get to it. You know, I went to Puerto Rico with a family not so long ago.
Indeed.
My wife and adult kids, and had a wonderful time. Pardon me. And as we wound down at night in Old San Juan at our Airbnb, we flipped on the telly and come to find out there was some interesting television on and reruns of Miami Vice and the A-Team.
All right.
And it was like constant, like every time no matter when it was there was more. It was great. And so we sat down and hung out, and I got to tell the kids all about the 80s. Yeah, I was born in 71, so but I'm still
came of age
in the 80s, man. You can't get away from Miami Vice. It was great. So finally, after a long time, I gotta get to it. I finally watched last night the very first episode of Miami Vice. Now, have you ever seen Miami Vice?
No.
Oh, you kids these days.
I know.
You gotta put it on the list. If you want to understand the 80s, you gotta watch Miami Vice. Well, it's the very first episode where Tubbs, he's a New York cop,
okay,
and his brother got shot by Calderon, the drug dealer, who also happens to be who Crockett, in Miami, who he's looking for. And they team up, and it must have been a 2-hour premiere. As their relationship grows, and they find out there's a dirty cop in Crockett's outfit, and it was his partner, and so they go and he confronts him, and he's asking all these questions, and you know, finally his partner gets arrested, and now they got to go take down Calderon, the drug dealer. But as they're driving around, you know, loading the shotgun, it's the music from Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight, as they're playing.
I was like, oh, that's good.
It was so good. I was like, oh my God, I forgot about that. So it was musically inclined.
All right, I see the connection.
Yeah. So that was my fun one. Now they do have another one coming up. I'm going to watch in the first season called Smugglers Blues. Glenn Frey is in that from the Eagles. A lot of music from the 80s in Miami Vice. Folks, thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Maggie Dawn from the Maggie Dawn Show, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now stick around. Pete Schwab of the Nightlight is coming up next. Have a great night.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.